The news was published on Sunday, October 13, 2024. I am Eva. All right, folks, buckle up because we've got a whopper of a story today. You know Game Freak, right? The masterminds behind those adorable pocket monsters we all know and love? Well, they've just been hit with a digital sledgehammer, and boy, oh boy, is it a mess. We're talking about a massive data breach that's been dubbed the Terra Leak. And let me tell you, it's not just a little trickle. It's a full-on data tsunami. Picture this. Nearly a terabyte of super-secret Pokemon stuff just floating around out there in the wild. That's like finding Pikachu's diary and Charizard's baby photos all wrapped up in one ginormous package. We're talking source code, people. The DNA of our beloved games just out there for anyone to peek at. And that's not all. There are canceled games that never saw the light of day. Can you imagine the what-ifs and could-have-beens hidden in there? It's like stumbling upon a treasure trove of alternate Pokemon universes. But wait, there's more! This leak is serving up a hefty portion of never-before-seen concept art. It's like getting a backstage pass to the Pokemon Design Studio. And let's not forget about those hush-hush projects that Game Freak was keeping under wraps. Now they're all out in the open, probably feeling as exposed as a Magikarp flopping around on dry land. You know, this Terra Leak business is giving me some serious deja vu. It's like we're back in 2020 all over again with that wild Nintendo Giga Leak. Man, that was something else. Picture this. Hackers got their mitts on a treasure trove of Nintendo's deepest, darkest secrets and just dumped them all over the internet like confetti at a parade. We're talking source code, prototypes, all sorts of juicy stuff that Nintendo had been keeping under lock and key for decades. It was like Christmas came early for gaming nerds. People were digging through files, uncovering all sorts of cool tidbits about classic games. There were early designs for characters we all know and love, like different versions of Mario that never saw the light of day. And get this, they even found a bunch of unused assets from games like Super Mario 64. It was like peeking behind the curtain at the Wizard of Oz, seeing how the magic was made. But it wasn't just old stuff. The Giga Leak had recent files too, which really got Nintendo sweating. I'm talking internal emails, development documents, the works. It was a goldmine for fans, but a nightmare for Nintendo. They were scrambling to do damage control, trying to figure out how all this stuff got out in the first place. The gaming community went nuts, of course. Forums were buzzing with people poring over every little detail. Some folks were excited about all the new info, while others felt a bit guilty, like they were reading someone's diary without permission. It really sparked a debate about the ethics of leaks and how much we should respect a company's privacy. Now, this Terra Leak situation with Game Freak, it's giving me major flashbacks to that whole Nintendo fiasco. The scale of it, the type of data that's been leaked, it's all eerily similar. And just like with Nintendo, I bet we'll be feeling the ripple effects of this for years to come. But you know what? This Terra Leak isn't just reminding me of the Nintendo incident. It's also bringing back memories of another massive data breach that shook a different entertainment giant to its core. I'm talking about the Sony Pictures hack back in 2014. Now that was a doozy. Picture this. It's November 2014, and suddenly Sony Pictures' entire digital world comes crashing down. Hackers, who called themselves the Guardians of Peace, managed to break into Sony's systems, and boy, did they make a mess. We're talking about nearly 100 terabytes of data stolen. That's like, I don't even know how many libraries worth of information. What made this hack particularly juicy was the kind of stuff that got leaked. We're not just talking about boring financial reports or employee records, though those did get out too. No, this hack exposed Hollywood's dirty laundry for all the world to see. There were unreleased movies that suddenly found their way onto piracy sites. Can you imagine the panic at Sony when they realized their blockbusters were out there for free before they even hit theaters? But the real drama came from the emails. Suddenly, private conversations between executives, producers, and even some of Hollywood's biggest stars were out in the open. And let me tell you, it wasn't pretty. There were catty comments about actors, salary disputes, and all sorts of behind-the-scenes drama that the public was never meant to see. The fallout was intense. Sony had to delay movie releases, deal with lawsuits from employees whose personal info was leaked, and their reputation took a serious hit. It was like watching a train wreck in slow motion. But instead of a train, it was a major corporation, and instead of a wreck, it was their deepest secrets spilling out all over the internet. Now, let's talk about what might happen next. Game Freak's gonna have to seriously up their security game. I mean, this breach is like a slap in the face with a Magikarp. It's gonna sting, and they can't ignore it. They'll probably be throwing money at their cybersecurity like it's going out of style. We're talking state-of-the-art firewalls, encryption that would make even Team Rocket scratch their heads, and maybe even some fancy AI to keep an eye out for suspicious activity. It's not just about protecting their precious Pokemon designs anymore. It's about safeguarding their reputation and the trust of their employees and fans. They might even bring in some big-shot security consultants, you know, the kind that wear sunglasses indoors and talk in hushed tones about threat matrices and zero-day vulnerabilities. It's gonna be a whole new ballgame for Game Freak's IT department, that's for sure. But it's not just Game Freak that's gonna feel the ripple effects of this Terra leak. The entire gaming industry might start battening down the hatches. We could see a shift in how these companies operate, becoming more secretive than a Mimikyu under its cloth. They might start dividing up their projects into tiny little pieces like a Pokemon jigsaw puzzle so that no one person has the full picture. Imagine developers working on a Pikachu's left ear without knowing what the rest of the Pokemon looks like. It sounds crazy, but that's the kind of paranoia this leak might spark. We might see more NDAs being thrown around than Pokeballs in a championship match. Companies could start using code names for everything. Not just projects, but characters, features, maybe even the cafeteria menu. And don't be surprised if we start seeing less behind-the-scenes content and dev diaries. The gaming world might become a lot more closed off, which would be a real shame for us nosy fans who love to peek behind the curtain. Now here's a wild thought. What if this leak actually ends up being good for business? I know, it sounds as unlikely as a Magikarp beating a Mewtwo, but hear me out. All this leaked content, the concept art, the canceled games, the secret projects, it's like catnip for Pokemon fans. It's got people buzzing more than a swarm of Comey. This could generate a ton of excitement for upcoming projects. Fans might see a leaked design for a fire-type starter that never made it into a game and start clamoring for Game Freak to bring it to life. Or maybe there's a canceled spin-off game concept that suddenly has thousands of people begging for it to be revived. It's like Accidental Alley releasing a trailer way too early. Sure, it's not what you planned, but it gets people talking. And in the world of gaming, sometimes any publicity is good publicity. Game Freak might find themselves under pressure to develop some of these leaked ideas, turning this breach into an unexpected source of inspiration and fan engagement. It's like they've accidentally opened a Pandora's box of Pokemon possibilities. The news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Eva.